Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPM number 90. That's Bayis Pnimi, Shir for Men, Shir number 90. And we're in a book called The Truth About Love by Pat Love. And she has a chapter defining love. She calls it the three C's. One is chemistry, one is compatibility, and one is commitment. We're going to talk about it. The only difference, I guess, I would say, between what this book explains versus what the Torah view actually is that she puts it as three C's, chemistry being a major factor of it. And truth be told, there is a purpose to it, like we explained before. There's an infatuation stage in some of the couples that are end up getting married. That is important. But in and of itself, whether there is a natural strong chemistry or not, is not a strong basis in the Torah view. Because whether there is naturally or not naturally, with work and with dedication and with love, you could create that bond sexually to have a strong force, whether there was initially chemistry or not, if you really put your efforts in it. So it's not a matter of what comes naturally. Some couples that naturally may click together in a physical way and some less so. But in the Torah view, either way, you put your focus on it in the right healthy way, in balance, it creates a beautiful relationship. So to develop chemistry, people ask that interesting question. I was not attracted till now, or I didn't feel that strong pull till now. That means it's either there or it's not. That is a misconception. And that is false. To say that I never felt this way or I never had that pull as strong as it should be, the Torah view is that with strong efforts and with work, that could be developed. So sometimes it comes more naturally, and that's a matana, that's beautiful. Although be careful, because if you don't work on it, that could cause negative effects, actually. But if you work towards it, chemistry could be developed and is developed. And that is important. So in other words, inherent chemistry, whether you have it or not, is not so important. What you do with it and how you work towards it to get it in a healthy way based on Torah values is important. It's similar to any other concept in Avodas Hashem, in serving Hashem. That Hashem always says, I gave you whatever natural abilities I gave you to learn, to do mitzvahs, whatever they may be. What you have is what you have. You don't get credit for that. If you have a high capacity for something, you don't get punished for it, or you do not look down upon if you lack a certain capacity. Hashem's interested in what you do with it, and you ask for it, and then Hashem gives it to you as a matana. The same applies with this chemistry aspect of a sexual connection, a physical connection between a husband and a wife. If Hashem gave it where it came more naturally, that's a gift. But don't squander that gift. Don't think just because you have it, you don't work, you sit back. Very often, couples that had great chemistry, quote unquote, that their sex life was very, very good and very enjoyable, but their marriage falls apart and ends up in disaster because they don't work on their character, they don't work on their midas, and chemistry itself will destroy a marriage if you just focus on that. Then there are others who naturally don't have it as much, but if they choose to work with it, work through it, Hashem gives that matana, that you have that connection, even if naturally it didn't come so easy in the beginning. So that's the chemistry, the sort of the qualification I'm giving here, because this is a secular book. And to put it as a main combination, that's one of the main aspects in and of itself, is not true. You know, it's not a matter of whether you have it or not. It's a matter of developing it and making an important priority to develop it. Which means, in a simple English, a husband, a wife, it goes both ways. Generally, you think on the women's side more. But the importance of grooming yourself, making sure in a healthy way, making sure you're fit, making sure you dress nicely and the man I'm talking about, even the husband, yeah, that's part of the chemistry. If you don't take showers and you are unkempt, you don't take care of your physical appearance, then your wife is most less likely to want to connect with you physically. And on a wife, of course, we're going to talk in the shiurim there what they need to do on their part. So that's the chemistry aspect of it. Then there's the compatibility aspect. The compatibility means the idea of how your relationship over the years gets sustained by being compatible. Or again, even if you think you're not compatible in the sense, wow, our personalities are so different, then you work towards cooperative companionship of compatibility. And the third one is commitment. Commitment provides a sense of permanence and security in the relationship. All of us want all these ingredients in a marriage. Some individuals have specific preferences. But what it is it's a choice. Like we said before, it's a big disclaimer when talking about these three things. Chemistry, compatibility, and commitment. Don't look at those three things as whether you have it or you don't. You look, oh, we didn't have chemistry. Oh, we weren't compatible. Oh, we don't have that drive for commitment. And just say, well, that's the way it is. No, that's not the way it is. It's a conscious choice. A husband and wife gets together and they decide we will develop that chemistry. We will work towards that compatibility. We will work towards that commitment. You can get it all with full strength, even if it did not come naturally to you. Happy, mature couples continue to discover and rediscover each other's priorities and organize their relationship according to those priorities. So these are concepts. In the chemistry, which again you develop the physical affection, make it important in your life. The sexual touching, make it important in your life. Having sex, the physical intimacy, make that important in your life. To be excited about it, even if right now you may not be, make that an important thing to look forward to physical intimacy with your wife, and the interest in pleasing one another on the man's side, who's we're talking to the shiur now, to make it a priority to please your wife. This is a very, very important thing, because sometimes some men, when they're very, very tired or they're stressed or they don't have enough sleep, they don't have a pull to be with their wife sexually, even if there's nothing wrong in the relationship right now. We're not talking about they're angry or anything like that. It's just that they don't have the koyach for it, or they don't have the patience for it, or they're stressed. They have to know that it's a chiv. They do it regardless, and they push themselves. Their wives truly need this. But you'll see that even if you yourself in a particular night aren't particularly in it, or you'd rather not want to be together right now, you'd rather be sleeping or be left alone, and you push yourself because you know your wife wants to do this, the actual concept of pleasing her and doing your best to make her feel good will give you pleasure in and of itself. That hanah and nachas ruach that you give her should give you hanah. And you see that it does work. And when you feel good about her pleasure, even if you yourself are not so into it, that is what Hashem wants from us. That itself is a tikkun of midos. It sounds strange because, again, many men, biologically and the way their brains are wired, any opportunity they have to have sex, they will do so. If their wife is willing to be with them every night, many men will say, that's great. You know, how about twice a day? You know, that's the way men's brains are generally wired. But because sometimes it's not like that, and sometimes they withdraw, sometimes they're too tired, sometimes their libido is low right now, their testosterone level is low, whatever that may be, it's very important. Just like we say, you can't go into excess and be hyper-focused on it in a negative way just looking at the physical. The other way around too, you cannot neglect the physical. And this idea of if your wife needs it, or you set up a set schedule or whatever it is in Oina, and you sort of wiggle around it one night after another, and there's a distance there, and instead you push yourself. Yes, sometimes you have to push yourself when you're not in the mood to engage in the sexual intimate aspects of things when your wife needs it. And pleasing her, even though right now in this particular encounter you're not experiencing the pleasure you would normally experience, should make you feel good in and of itself by the fact that you're giving her pleasure. And to provide gifts and cards. You work on it to have fun. We talked about fun. You know, Victor Miller used to say, and others, there's no such concept as fun in Jewish life, meaning fun, and he's right to a very large extent, but what he means that there's no such concept of fun is the way you just, oh, let's go out to a Broadway show and have dinner and just waste the night like that without any purpose. Fun without purpose, that's the negative. But the idea of fun with your wife, enjoying the physical aspects of this, putting a spark into it, that's a fun with a tayeles. It's sort of like a simchas achayim. So that's on the chemistry aspects of it, which even if inherently you don't have, you could work towards getting along well on a regular basis. That's what we call compatibility. Getting along on a regular basis should be very important to you. And if it's not going that well right now, you work very often as best as you can to create that compatibility. When you and your wife have different personalities, me and my wife have different personalities. We learn about each other's worlds. And in the beginning, it may seem awkward because you are showing interest in things that are by nature not your interest. But over time, you develop a certain affinity and connection to your spouse. And even to the subject matter that she's interested in and that you initially were not, you develop some interest in it because of that compatibility aspect. Part of it is also the being able to share your feelings with your wife. Many men are logic-oriented. They're not comfortable sharing feelings. They're not comfortable sharing emotions. And it's very important that men learn to access that aspect to themselves. You should know, just in case you're that type of man that's not comfortable with emotions and expressing feelings, and your wife is the more emotional type, if you have that dynamic, what you need to know, whereas a couple, if I would talk to the both of them, I would basically tell the wife on her end, she is very emotional and warm and loving and caring, and also on the other side, when she's excitable, she gets very emotional that way, that she could learn from her husband certain aspects of some aspects of important concepts of logic, of withholding feelings sometimes or sort of toning it down when it's necessary, both in all interactions in the couple itself dynamic and also with children and with life. And men too, if men are generally, you know, if they have that more detached aspect of logic and it's hard to access their emotions, part of the reason why Hashem put you with this wife who is more emotional is to access that. It doesn't mean that your personality is changed like a whole personality overhaul. It's called hiskalalus. It's called integrating the midos one to the other. It's called, for example, the Shammai with the Beis Hillel, that the Gevura, the discipline, now has a little chesed in there. The Beis Hillel, the chesed, has a little gevura in there. That's very important. So that is the idea of sharing feelings with your wife, even though it may not be natural to you. You develop it to be able to talk openly with your wife about subjects and have them support you and have you support them, and putting effort and energy into the relationship, trusting each other, developing that concept of loyalty. Loyalty means that I'm with you through thick and thin. I'm with you even when you have a runny nose and you have the flu. I'm with you even if you're 25 pounds overweight. I'm with you even if you're not in the best of moods. There's a loyalty there, an honesty there. Do your best with, again, Hashem sends parnasa, but whatever your level of parnasa is, you ask Hashem to provide it for you, and you take care of your wife that way. Permanently commit to each other, to be loyal to each other and stick with each other. And of course, spending as a couple, as friends. Reyim ahuvim. Reyim is the friendship part of it. There's a Sefer Ahavas Shalom, talks about it. You have Ahavas Doidim. Ahavas Doidim is the man-woman fiery relationship. And then there is the Ahavas Reyim, the idea of a friendship, like a brother and sister aspect. It is important in a marriage, every marriage, to have both aspects of it. This, what Avram said, Imri Na'achaisi, he was not just a one-time thing. It was a deep, deep concept. Yes, he had to have that Alpi Pashup shot when he was going to Mitzrayim to protect from the Mitzrayim to say, you're my sister. But the idea is when we are in Gullus, we're in the Bechina of Mitzrayim in particular, we need to ask, or when we feel that narrowness in the marriage, we need to access the Reim as well, the brother-sister type love as well, that sustains yourself, whether you have that warm feeling right now of the fiery love of a husband-wife feeling now, or whether you don't, and the sisterly love, the almost sibling-like connection, the friendship connection, sustains you. And that keeps you until the Havas Doidim comes back. And also committing to being a family together with your children, with your wife, as a family structure, uniting as one. Well, Be'ez Hashem, continue to talk about these concepts, chemistry, compatibility, and commitment. But remember it, because we're going to talk about chemistry, Be'ez Hashem. And it's not about whether you have it or not. It's a matter of developing it and making this as part of a goal of having a hischachus. And Hashem gives you the siyat d'shmaya that you will have that chemistry. Again, Hashem is endless. Yes, you may have a low this level, low that level, or whatever that may be. But if you ask Hashem for this, for the right reasons, let us be excited about each other, even physically, for the purpose of having shalom as part of one of the ingredients of shalom. You know there are more ingredients, but you focus on this too. Hashem gives you siyata d'shmaya that you'll feel that spark. You'll feel it again if it was away for a long time, or you'll feel it for the first time in your life with your wife. But you daven for that spark. You daven for that spark, and Hashem will give it to you. Bracha v'atzlacha.